Today, we will be reading Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 27. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, speak to us today. Help us to know more about who you are and to see you in a new way. Teach us, Lord. Guide us. Help us to understand what you are saying to us, to listen and to obey. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 27. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king, and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for his servants to whom he had given the money, in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' The master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you, because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in, and reap what you did not sow.' The master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in, and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit, so that when I came back I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him, and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' 'Sir,' they said, 'he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them. Bring them here, and kill them in front of me." All right. In today's reading, we have the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Now, Zacchaeus was a wealthy man, and I think it's interesting that Luke tells this story right after he had already been talking about wealthy men getting into heaven, because Zacchaeus is an example of a wealthy man who did turn and follow Jesus. He was a tax collector. He was very wealthy. He was very important. And he had heard about Jesus. He wanted to know more. So he went. But apparently he was a very short man, and he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up in a tree so that he could see Jesus. Well, as Jesus was passing by, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said, "Come down. I'm going to have dinner with you tonight." And so Zacchaeus invites him over and is hospitable. And other people are watching and saying, "Oh, Jesus is with this bad man. He is a crook. He is a criminal. He steals from people." And so Zacchaeus knows that they're saying this. And he wants people to realize that he has changed. And he has. He says, "Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of all my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times that amount." Okay, so Zacchaeus is suddenly realizing that Jesus is more important than his riches. That following Jesus and having his life right with God is more important than hanging on to the things that he has. It's more important than trying to become more wealthy. Jesus is the most important thing in our lives. And Zacchaeus sees that. And so he is willing to give up what he has and also make right any wrongs that he has done. If he has cheated people, he wants to not only give them back the money that he cheated them out of, but more. And so Zacchaeus is making a complete change. He is turning and following Jesus. And because of that, he has accepted his faith that Jesus is better and more important than wealth, has saved him, because he is putting his trust in Jesus and following Jesus. And so I think we can learn from this that, like Zacchaeus, we must see Jesus as more important than anything else in this world. We must be willing to give up everything because Jesus is worth it. Jesus is more important than anything else that we might have. Now, in the next part, Jesus tells a story. And he tells a story about this man who goes away to become king of a kingdom and to accept this position. Well, apparently the people there don't want him, but he is still made king anyway. And when he comes back, he asks his servants at home how they have done with looking after his finances that he has entrusted them with. Well, one of them comes and says, "I have multiplied it by 10 times. And so he is rewarded and put in charge of 10 different cities. Another man comes and says, I have made 5 for you. You gave me 1, here's 5 back. He is also rewarded. But then a man comes and he said, "I was afraid, and so I hid it. I kept it safe. Here is what you gave me." And the man is upset. He said, "Why didn't you at least put it in the bank so that it could gain interest? You knew that I am a difficult man, that I expect to have to make money, that I expect when I invest to get back my investment and more, and that I expect to get things out where I didn't sow them. You knew that. You should have at least taken it and invested it at the bank." And so it's the money is taken away from him and given to this other man that had 10, because he has shown himself very faithful. Now, what does all of that mean? Well, I think we see a picture of the Jewish people and a picture of Jesus. And some of them are like the Pharisees, that God has given them a great gift. God has given them understanding. He has given them access to the Bible. And yet, they haven't used it. They haven't used it to share with others and to multiply the kingdom of God. That is what he calls us to. He gives each of us different things. He gives us each different talents, abilities, understandings, experiences, and those work together to make us effective so that we can reach out and share his love with others. But if we are not faithful with what he has given us, it can be bad. We are not using what he has entrusted us well. And it's not just a problem for us, it's a problem for him and his kingdom. And so, we must constantly be serving, be using what God has given us for his glory. When Jesus returns, I want him to say to me, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I want to have brought him something saying, I have worked for you. I have tried to serve you the best that I could. I want to hear, "Well done." I don't want to be here, "You wicked servant, you lazy servant." And so, we need to remember that what we have is his. It's not ours. He has given us these talents, these possessions, our life, our time, our abilities. He has given it all to us for his kingdom. And so we should be serving him with all that we have and all that we are, so that when he comes back, we are ready to give an account for how we have served him, for how we have used what he has entrusted us with. Are you ready? Have you used well what he has given you? Lord, I pray that when you return, that you would find us faithful, that you would find us having been good servants. Lord, help us now to live every day for you, putting you first, realizing that everything we have is a gift from you, but it's also a loan from you, that we don't really have anything. It's all yours, and that we should be using it, our time, our money, our resources, our talents. We should be using those for God. Lord, help us to realize that. That when you come back, you would say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen.